Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded,
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. He is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Kelly and Chris from Huntsville, Alabama. Guys, we really appreciate your support. And now, as you know, this is an opportunity for Jim and I to wax poetic about more music that we love. We tend to go to the desert island, pop a quarter in the desert island jukebox. And so give us a hint, Jim. What do you got this week?
Greg, I have a newly unearthed cover song by one of our favorite artists of all time, about whom we can never speak too much on the show, by an artist who we haven't spoken about enough and who's been gone from the scene for very sad reasons for quite some time. This is a taster of an album that's coming out, and man, it blew me away.
Cool. That's a very intriguing intro, Jim. We'll be back in a minute on Sound Opinions. We are back, Jim. So what song are you going to add to the DIJ?
The Desert Island Jukebox.
Yes.
I am going to talk about Sparkle Horse, Greg. Mark Linkous led the band from Richmond, Virginia from 95 or so until his death in 2010. Trigger alert, he died at his own hands. Suffered from depression, suffered from substance abuse, and was devastated by the death of a close friend, Vic Chestnut, great songwriter as well. Sparkle House had this sort of Americana, sort of psychedelic, weird studio perfectionist approach. Over four great otherworldly albums, a bunch of collaborations. I first heard Sparkle Horse when Stephen Drozd and Wayne Coyne of the Flaming Lips said, "Hey, GM, you got to listen to this," in that oaky accent. They had become friends with Linkous. Linkous died, as I said, in 2010. There's a new album coming out. I believe it's next month. Bird Machine, which is posthumous, obviously, of tracks that Linkous had recorded but never released. All right, here's the cover song part. Linkous was a huge Robin Hitchcock fan, as are the two of us, right? I got to interview Hitchcock again last year. You know, I've interviewed him a dozen times over the years, and I pointed out to him, you know, three Soft Boys albums when he made his debut in 79, and I counted 23 solo albums, right? Those are studio albums, not counting all sorts of compilations and collaborations, and, right? You know, and my approach to Hitchcock, who I think is vastly underrated by the pop world at large as one of the greatest songwriters we've heard in the last 50 years, is, you know, there's no such thing as a bad Hitchcock album. There's ones that have three or four songs that are great, and there's ones where there's 10 songs that are just immortal, right? And this is a B-side that caught Linkous's ear, Listening to the Higgsons, right? It was originally a Hitchcock B-side, I think like 1980, and then he recorded it live for the Gotta Let This Hen Out
right.
album, right? Mm-hmm. And I never knew this. I love this song. I think the hooks are just undeniable. I always heard listening to the Higsons as sort of this sinister backwoods rural England family. And maybe they were witches or warlocks or mm-hmm. something, right? Turns out the Higsons were, in fact, a punk funk band active in the UK 1980.
Okay.
And Robin had been listening on the radio or something, and he misheard the lyrics. And so it becomes a typically Dadaist surreal Hitchcock song. Lucifer and Frognall, mm-hmm. it opens. Listening to the Higsons. One night in November, I thought I heard them singing. Mm-hmm. I always heard it as a very Halloween kind of song. You know, the Higsons come from Norwich, but I prefer East Grinstead. Part of it is my American ignorance of the British Isles. Mm-hmm. I don't know where any of these places are. They just sound great in Hitchcock's vocal accent. Linkous loved this song. He recorded it here in Chicago with Steve Albini, and he gives it a completely different spin. I think he might have felt like I did, that the Higsons were some evil force in the woods, right? Out of a grim fairy tale, because the distorted vocal and the kind of sinister tone that his cover takes on, I just love it to pieces. And I, you know, how many Robin Hitchcock covers have we heard? He's just so distinct and idiosyncratic that despite, as I said, you know, easily 100 fantastic songs, nobody covers him because they're like, can't do that justice.
Yeah, right.
Right. Right. And I'm glad that Linkous took it on. I'm looking forward to Big Bird Machine, the Sparkle Horse record that's coming soon, posthumous collection of his work. Listening to the Higsons by Mark Linkous. I dare you to listen to that and not join. Whoa, listening to, whoa, I love that.
He was a brave man, Mark Linkous, taking on Robin, that's for sure. And, the love for Robin Hitchcock, you know, knows no bounds on this show. So
absolutely
glad to give him some love.
As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.